Arondi Gadsden's first preseason touch went for 14 yards on a catch and run in Houston, per Michael Peterson of Bolts from the Blue via Yahoo. One play, but the right kind of play. The after-catch production that made his rookie season interesting. Now inside the offense, that was the whole reason to care. The June preview's core read was a split. Expect the targets, do not bank the chunk plays. As a fifth-round rookie, Gadsden caught 49 passes on 69 targets for 664 yards, finishing among the most productive rookie pass catchers in a loaded class. And target volume is the stat that carries over for tight ends, while his gaudy per-target efficiency is the part history trusts least. The intrigue was the coaching change. Greg Roman out, Mike McDaniel in, a coordinator whose brand is feeding space players, with veteran David Njoku signed on hedge money rather than starter money, and the beat giving Gadsden the inside track on the top job. This week's reporting shows a player building the case deliberately. Per Fredo Cervantes of the Sporting Tribune on August 8th, Gadsden added weight intentionally this offseason after, in his words, getting thrown around in the run game as a rookie, and he spent the summer studying Jonnu Smith's Miami tape, the McDaniel connection made explicit. His stated goal is more playing time and all situations reliability, which is a young player correctly identifying that blocking, not catching, is what keeps tight ends off the field. The context to hold alongside it. Harbaugh considers the tight end room four deep and highly capable, with Njoku and Scott Matlock in it, so nothing is being handed over. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. The receiving role is showing up on the field. The player is attacking the exact weakness that limited his snaps, and the McDaniel fit is being cultivated from both ends. The Njoku split remains genuinely unsettled, which keeps this a confirmation of trajectory, not a coronation. Next week, first team snaps against San Francisco, who lines up detached versus in line between him and Njoku, and any red zone looks. Alignment will tell us who matters before the targets do. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.